Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
I just threw the ball off of Tiki Barber, and the ball went out of bounds.
That is brilliant.
And so what just happened?
It landed
happened
on my seat, too.
Yeah, I didn't actually execute
that. That was impressive.
Thank you. So what I just did, and I don't know, I think this is the most brilliant idea I've ever come up with. And I'd be curious if anyone could actually put a hole in this, because there is no hole in this. If there is a dead ball and a ball out of bounds counts as one,
that is
you
actually,
can make a substitution.
That is a great idea. I mean, it's akin to what I was saying, but it's turning it over, but not turning it over.
No, you're not turning it over. I'm not giving up possessions.
Right.
What I'm doing is, and we see this so many times on plays where a guy's falling out of bounds,
yes,
you will throw it off your opponent's leg. Now, the Pistons would have no idea this was coming. But if you're Deuce McBride and you're well-coached, and unfortunately, I'm not sure how well-coached the New York Knicks are, maybe I need to start coaching a team.
They are not well-coached.
I have my player.
They are coached, not well-coached.
Thank you. I have Deuce McBride. I'm using him as an example. Ball's in his hands, and he knows, uh-oh, it's the Alamo, whatever they want to call the play. It's the Alamo.
Mm.
You want to call it something else? It's the Hurricane. It's the Avalanche. Mm. It's the weird, obscure play we never have to use.
Just
but we
call
have
it for whatever team you're playing.
The Piston.
Okay. Either Computer Blue, Darling Picky, something like that.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. We're calling it the Piston Blue. And Deuce McBride, Pistons have no idea, quickly just throws the ball right off Cade's leg. Ball's out of bounds, Knicks ball. Oh, okay, get in here, Josh and Jalen. Mm. Dude, I just solved it. And I haven't heard anyone else mention it. And when I brought it up to my buddy,
my buddy's
like, Evan, you're diabolical. It's a crazy idea. It's crazy like a fox.
But he meant crazy good.
I don't know if he meant it. Do you think it's crazy good?
Absolutely. Thank it's you. Crazy good.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even have thought about that. But you see it frequently. It's not like it's just a foreign play. Oh, I've never seen that play before. It happens in every game.
That play at some happens, point or another. But rarely are you in a spot that Coach Thibodeau was in where you're kind of naked here.
Yeah, because it feels like that's only a hurried, chaotic, in the moment, wow, great thinking. He got the turnover off of, or not, he staved off a turnover by throwing it off the defender's leg. But to do it intentionally is something I don't think people have thought about. That's a great idea.
Thank you very much.
It's a great idea.
Any holes in this idea?
No, I have no holes. I do want to inform you that it was the infamous Tyshawn Taylor, though, that ran into Jason Kidd.
You didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that, but thank you. It's good to have the information. I thought of you, Teak, because I always assume that football players are coached every possible situation.
Yeah.
And guys like Bill Belichick guys like Tom Coughlin,
of course,
guys who are great, they're prepared for everything. And what bothered me about last night, and again, there's a reason why at the beginning of this show I brought up Jaylen didn't play well enough, Cat didn't play well enough, they started the game flat, they started the third quarter flat. There are reasons they lost besides that moment. But that moment was embarrassing. And that moment looked like a head coach who I have great respect for was completely unprepared for that situation.
Agreed.
For a situation where I don't have a foul to give, I don't want to use my last time out, but I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And I, a simple 41-year-old idiot, was already able to solve how you could have gotten out of it.
Right.
And I think coaches around the league should be prepared for every situation like that.
They should. And Tom Thibodeau could not have stood there any more cluelessly watching his team play like they didn't know what they were doing. Right? It was the first time in a while, but it felt like on the court they were lost without Jalen Brunson in those moments. Because in clutch moments, Jalen Brunson is a maven. Like, he knows exactly what to do. The ball is in his hands. He's creative. I mean, sometimes we get criticized in game two where he didn't distribute the ball well enough, but whatever. For the most part, he is the general. And without him on the court, they didn't know what they were supposed to or should be doing. You could see it. So Tom Thibodeau, have that play ready, the Evan play.
Have the Evan play ready.
Or just call the timeout.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, seriously,
look, you're,
screw the last 90 seconds of the game without the timeout. You'll figure it out. You have professionals out there. You're a professional. You'll figure it out without the timeout. But don't have your team look lost without its floor general in the last, 90 seconds or 2 minutes because you don't want to use a timeout.
You're completely right. If you're ranking the options, yes, we may all love the Evan idea, but if that wasn't in your head, don't overthink it.
Right.
Call the timeout because you need the game to batter with 10 seconds to go. And there's no guarantee that's going to be the case. Don't treat the timeout like it's so valuable you can't use it in an emergency.
Yeah.
And this was an emergency because you have a chance to get, more so Jaylen than Josh, but Josh too, two of your most important players on the floor.
Right.
And I know we'll go around the room over the next 2 days. We'll all make our predictions on what's going to happen next. I'll tell you right now, I'm already wrong. I thought Knicks in five.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My gut still tells me the Knicks are going to win this series, but I'll tell you this right now. If they don't win this series, the image, just the image of Tom Thibodeau standing there like he's constipated, allowing two of his key players to not re-enter a game at the world's most famous arena, I think maybe the image
that gets him fired
of what let this get away.
Well, it's also going to get him fired if they lose this series because it's go back to the word of the week. Egregiously bad. Timeouts are so important in all sports, right? You see it in football, baseball, everything. You see timeouts being so important. It's not really timeouts in baseball. You know what I mean? Step away, step offs, etc. In basketball, a timeout is not more important than your best player.
Now, we all agree the Evan idea is brilliant. For some reason, ball knower JR in Somerville thinks my idea is stupid.
Mm.
Please explain why this brilliance doesn't work for you.
Hey, Brunson went out of bounds, tried to save the ball, throw it off of Cade Cunningham. It's not that easy to do. You saw the best basketball player in New York try to do it. and he couldn't do it.
Different scenario. Okay?
That's so, a different scenario. This is where
throwing the ball off a guy while he's dribbling. Oh my goodness,
bro,
Evan.
Bro, I know you play ball. If you came in here to the studio and I suck, I'm unathletic, I could easily throw the ball off your leg and have it go out of bounds, especially when you don't see it coming because nobody would see it coming.
You couldn't. No, you couldn't. Okay, and forget about all of that. I wanna also bring this up before I get cut off. If the low hanging fruit is Tom Thibodeau. Listen, I heard Giannis is on the block. I want Cat out of here. I want him gone. 11 of 37 against Tobias Harris and Oscar Thompson last night were the Knicks players. Okay, the whole thing is a mess because this guy can't play the four. Hart's masquerading as a four. OG and Mikal Bridges are redundant. That's the problem with this whole thing. Now, Cat is out here getting a shot block with 3 minutes to go, and you're telling me that it's Thibodeau's fault? I mean, I understand that.
No one's saying that's Thibodeau's fault. There are a lot of reasons why they lost this game.
Right.
And if you heard the top of the show, you can easily rewind. The first few things I at least personally brought up before we got to the low-hanging fruit of Tom Thibodeau was Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns.
Right, it's not all Tom Thibodeau. The last 2 minutes of this game was Tom Thibodeau. Whether you use Evan's idea or call the damn timeout, you have to have your best player on the floor for the last 2 minutes. That is inexcusable. It looks horrible, and his response to it was made it worse, to be honest with you. Coach's decision. Like, okay, coach, you usually play the dude 44 minutes, and because you don't want to use a timeout, he's going to play 38? Like, what the hell are you talking about? Right? It doesn't compute with what Tom Thibodeau usually does. That's why it's frustrating.
And Evan, even if your plan didn't work, it would still go out of bounds. It would still be a turnover. So they would be a stoppage either way.
Right.
Either way,
JR was wrong. You could throw it off a guy's leg. Catch it maybe.
But I'm not planning to turn it over. I don't feel comfortable giving the possession away.
But even if you do turn it over, it stops the clock.
Right. You're getting Brunson in the game.
Then it becomes my idea.
Right.
Intentionally turn the ball over.
And it's completely different than the inbounds play he talked about where I thought the Knicks were going to pull it off and actually get the ball back. I think at that point down by three. It's different because everyone's expecting it.
Right.
Like, no one, as the Knicks are setting up their offense, is going to expect Deuce McBride to purposely throw the ball off the leg of Cade Cunningham. It's completely different. And yes, you're right. Worst case scenario, it goes out of bounds. It's a turnover. I at least get Jalen Brunson back in the game.
There is breaking news surrounding the New York Jets, Evan.
The New York Jets. Yes. They changed their mind. Rodgers is back. I'm just kidding.
Days after the NFL draft in which they did not select a quarterback, Jordan Travis has now informed the Jets he's retiring from the NFL.
Wow. Retiring. So that recovery from that injury.
It was a fractured and dislocated ankle in which he suffered a setback last year, and he is now going to retire from the NFL.
Wow. What a stunning turn of events. We've mentioned his name a lot as that wild card option, that other lottery ticket. And Jordan obviously makes the decision to walk away from the game after trying to recover from this thing for like a year and a half now. That's shocking. And you're right, to your point. Like, I thought it made sense for the Jets to add another quarterback in this draft because I looked at Jordan Travis anyway and said, I don't know what to expect from him. Right. The guy's missed a year and a half due to injury.
He hasn't played since, 2022? Three?
No, he played at the end of that 2023 season.
Yeah, it was like December of 23. So it's been a year and a half.
Game, yeah.
So obviously he's had enough setbacks to decide to walk away. So, interesting. You know what that means? Once the Giants get rid of Tommy DeVito, we'll bring him in. He'll be our third stringer after.
You might be right.
You might be right.
I know I'm right. I wasn't saying that sarcastically.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?